This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A judge in Washington has issued a ban on using videos enhanced by artificial intelligence, AI, as evidence in a trial. The ruling, signed by King County Superior Court Judge Leroy McCullough, is believed to be the first of its kind as AI technology continues to advance. The case involves a man named Joshua Puloka, who is accused of killing three people. Puloka's lawyers attempted to introduce cell phone video evidence that had been enhanced by AI, but prosecutors argued that there is no legal precedent for using such technology in court. Puloka claims that he acted in self-defense when he opened fire in a bar near Seattle, resulting in three deaths and two injuries. The incident was captured on cell phone video, and his lawyers sought to enhance the footage using software that can improve video quality. However, the prosecutor's office argued that the enhanced video contained inaccurate and misleading information, rendering it unreliable as evidence. Judge McCullough's ruling states that allowing AI-enhanced evidence could lead to confusion in the trial and a potential dispute over the non-peer-reviewed process used by the AI technology. It is important to note that the judge's decision does not entirely discredit the use of AI-enhanced evidence, but emphasizes the need for clear guidelines and standards for its admissibility in court. This case highlights the ongoing challenges faced by lawmakers and legal professionals in incorporating AI technology into the legal system. The ruling comes at a time when governments, including the White House, are working on policies to address the risks associated with AI. President Biden recently signed an executive order focused on AI technology, but the Washington judge's ruling demonstrates that further policy developments will be necessary as AI becomes more powerful and increasingly prevalent. As AI continues to develop and impact various aspects of society, including the justice system, it is crucial to carefully consider the implications and establish guidelines to ensure fairness and accuracy in legal proceedings. The use of AI-enhanced evidence poses unique challenges, such as determining the reliability of the technology and addressing potential biases or inaccuracies that may arise. This case serves as a reminder of the importance of thoughtful and thorough evaluation when incorporating emerging technologies into the legal field.